It's night on the island of Catalina. Okay. The lights of Avalon Harbor are glowing beneath us.
Okay, look. It's a fuzzy spot. It's just a fuzzy spot. But it's a galaxy. It's a spiral-shaped galaxy. That whole thing is 100 billion stars. A whole nother galaxy.
But it's a heck of a fuzzy spot, huh?
Kathleen Hill Carlisle is a mother of three, as well as an innkeeper. But on as many nights as she can, Kathleen is an astronomer. Her astronomy program is a love letter to science.
Every time there's a telescope built, it expands our horizons, and it teaches us things that we didn't even think were possible.
Kathleen doesn't just point out constellations. She's on a mission to connect people with the night sky and with the scientists that piece together its stories. If you attend her two-hour astronomy program, you'd never know that she was completely self-taught, hasn't taken a class in her life. And at times, this has caused her some self-doubt. Her free-range Catalina childhood gave her a knack for identifying stars, but that's not what got her to open her first astronomy book.
I was camping, and Venus was on the horizon. Sunset, there was Venus. It was gorgeous. I'm telling my friends, isn't Venus gorgeous?
But her friends didn't believe her. They thought it was a plane.
I was so, mad. They actually had me doubting myself. So I'm like, I'm going to go get a damn book. So I went and got a damn book, and I'm like, that was Venus.
After that first damn book, she couldn't put them down.
I hear something. I see an article. I see a picture. I'm like, what is that? What is it? And I just want to know, and I read it. I'm taking notes as I'm reading, and I'm writing stuff down.
As Kathleen's kids grew up, so did her astronomy program. She created her first presentation for their preschool class.
The next year, they're in kindergarten. Go to the teacher. Hey, you want me to come tell them about astronomy? Sure. By the time they were in fifth grade, the teacher had heard about it. I didn't even have to ask her. She's like, I have to do an astronomy, a whole unit. Will you teach it?
On a school camping trip to the USC Marine Science Center, Kathleen's talent was discovered. She put on an impromptu star program, and it was a hit. The kids loved it. The staff loved it. They hired her back to put on more talks for all of their visitors. Suddenly, her audience went from elementary school kids to knowledgeable adults.
And I would always, on the way to that program, get so intimidated because I'm like, you know, I'm just shooting from the hip here. I know stuff. I can explain stuff. But what if I throw out a number wrong?
During the talk, she notices this guy, arms crossed the whole time.
And I'm like, oh, these people know stuff. And I bet this old man, I bet I said something wrong and I don't know what it is.
He comes up to her after the talk.
And he goes, young lady, I have a bone to pick with you. And I'm like, oh, damn, I said something wrong. And he goes, you did not introduce yourself. What is your name?
All that fear of getting it wrong, messing up, looking like a pretender, it didn't play out. Maybe being self-taught is a strength. Kathleen remembers when an expert from an observatory came to visit the island.
Everybody in Avalon was all fired up.
But by the end of the talk,
people were falling asleep. This guy was showing slides. Here's a nebula.
He talked in facts and figures. He definitely didn't compare a light year to a football stadium full of marbles the way Kathleen does. The scientist couldn't seem to bridge the gap between the work he cared about and the snoozing audience. That gap? Kathleen fills it with stories. Her ability to make the stars come to life is a rare skill, and people recognize that. One time, an engineer from the Jet Propulsion Lab approached her.
He came up to me afterwards and he goes, you need to come to JPL. You need to teach these scientists how to talk to people. Because, he goes, they have all this great information, but they can't relay it to the people.
Building that bridge between the public and scientists, humans and space, it's important. Because people are more disconnected from the stars than ever.
The majority of the population across the United States lives in cities with bright lights. They don't even see the stars.
This, right here, it's all we have. The earth beneath our feet and each other. To Kathleen, the stars are a reminder of that. She likes to quote Carl Sagan.
Let's see, all those generals and emperors that fought to become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot.
Of a fraction of a dot. It has been said that astronomy is a humbling and character-building experience. There is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceits than this distant image of our tiny world. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish
that pale blue dot.
The only home we've ever known.
That perspective, the Earth as a dust mote in a sunbeam, it's hard won. The product of generations of scientists and innovators challenging the status quo with their observations.
Wait for the light to go off there.
Armed with her telescopes and stories of scientific daring, Kathleen brings people to look at the sky.
Okay.
Because, in a strange way, when we look up, we can see ourselves just a little bit better.
Oh, it's just so beautiful.
On Catalina Island, with the Transom Traveling Workshop, this is Mackenzie Price.